Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday, the 8th of April. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. All right, well, let's just go first of all to the scores on the doors. And of course, if you like what you hear, you can always sign up for a two-week trial. MarcusToday.com.au. This is a free podcast. We have plenty more to offer. All right, scores on the doors, as I say. Dow Jones up 307 points. All is forgiven. 0.8%. 38,904. What was even more extraordinary was the jobs number that came out massively above where the market was going for. 303, a Lee Enfield, as we would like to call it. 303,000 new jobs created on the non-farm payrolls. Market was going for around 200,000. So that is a big increase. And I guess it just plays into the whole narrative surrounding the Federal Reserve and the fact that they're really probably in no hurry at all to cut rates as the job market continues to hold up. So that is certainly very much in evidence. The unemployment rate expectedly falling to 3.8%. That is significant. However, didn't stop the Dow by the dip being the word. And good news is good news on Friday, I guess, in terms of the US economy or the US market. We had a Dow which was up 443 at its best, a low at its worst of up only 5 points. So never in negative 450-odd point trading range, closing, as I said, up 307. NASDAQ up 1.24%. 199 points, 16,249. The S&P 500 in the middle for diddle, as always, 1.11%, 57 points, 5204. And the Russell 2000 up 10 points, or 0.47%, to 2063. Of course, we did see US bond yields push higher, 4.40 for the 10-year, 9.2 basis points higher. So we saw those bond markets falling. And it should really have meant that the equity markets were falling as well. However, that was not the case. As I say, we did see the US market continue to push higher. 2 years, 4.751, 10.5 basis points higher. The Aussie 10-year, 4.16, so 4.5 basis points higher. So once again, bonds falling, but equities rising, as we saw the US, I guess, taking in its stride that big miss. We do have CPI numbers this week. We do also have Fed minutes. And we also, of course, have US reporting season just around the corner. Doesn't seem that long ago that we finished the US reporting season. In fact, I don't think we have really finished the US reporting season. And here we go again. But anyway, there we go. Bitcoin down 0.5%. Aussie dollar down 65.79. The US dollar index up 0.17%. Looking at US stocks, Nvidia up 2.4%, AMD up 2.8%, Netflix up 3.1%, Meta up 3.2%, Tesla, another shocking, not a great night for Tesla, down 3.6%. They didn't make a few announcements. Amazon up 2.8%, Alphabetti Spaghetti up 1.3%, Microsoft up 1.8%, Apple up 0.5%. There, we did see Tesla announcing, there were rumors that they were going to scrap their cheap under $25,000 car. That seems to be the way of things. But also, of course, we've got robo cars coming in soon as well. So a little bit happening in Tesla, but certainly a lot of analysts at the moment questioning whether Tesla is actually a growth stock. It is a big question given its multiples, so there you go. As far as US banks go, firm. Bank of America up 0.5%, Wells Fargo up 1.3%, Goldman's up 0.4%, Morgan Stanley up 0.2%. We did see CBA overseas up 1.2%, ResMed up 2%. European banks eased. We had Barclays down 1.8%, UBS down 1.4%. European markets generally were easier, but that would have been pre that US jobs number, and all they saw was the bad Thursday as opposed to the US jobs number and the Good Friday. We had Stock 600 down 0.8%, FTSE down 0.8%, Germany down 1.2% there. Looking across at commodities, well, the oil price still hovering around $90.90, down only 4 cents there in Brent crude. WTI heading towards 90 cents. I've seen the first reports on Bloomberg, once again talking about $100 oil. That's usually a sign that we're going to see the oil price fall over. But certainly plenty of talk out there at the moment for $100 oil, given the geopolitical situation, given the tightness of supplies, etc., and some of the issues that are happening with refineries in Russia and Ukraine. So that's certainly helping that oil story at the moment. 32 cents higher for WTI, 87.70. Gold had another cracking night. Shouldn't really have had a cracking night. 1.5% higher, $34.20. 2,324. It does look like the momentum algos are well in that one at the moment. So a big cracking night for gold, which was despite the fact that we saw yields rise, that big jobs number as well, and the US dollar not doing much. In fact, it was better on the US dollar index. So an interesting reaction there to gold. Silver up 1.7%. So that was going well as well. I'm no doubt that everyone will be looking and dusting off their silver exposures. We did highlight a couple last week. Silver Mines, obviously, the clue is in the name. And the other one was Boab Minerals, BML, stock code there. That was going quite well as well. In terms of copper, LME copper down 0.4, LME nickel up 0.3, aluminium unchanged, zinc unchanged, lead down 1.2%, ton up 0.2, iron ore eased as well. We did see slight push higher in uranium, up to just shy of $89 US a pound. But we did see some upgrades from Goldman's and some potential problems in Kazakhstan due to flooding, which may have an impact on Kazatomprom in there. Of course, Kazatomprom is the biggest and the gorilla in the mist, if you like, in terms of uranium production, with that in-situ leach project in Kazakhstan. If you're interested in what's happening in uranium and a bit of background in uranium, I would highly recommend having a listen to Greg Hall from Alligator Energy, who has been in the business an awful long time. I did an On the Couch podcast with him last week, obviously talking about Alligator Energy, but more importantly, I think from our perspective, talking about the uranium market, what's happening, small modular reactors, etc. So have a little listen to that one. In terms of lithium, nothing very exciting. China, of course, was closed for a couple of days last week. Stocks overseas, BHP down 0.1, Rio down 0.5 in ADR terms, Glencore down 1.2, we had Freeport up 0.6, Vale down 1.1, Arcadium Lithium down 0.2, but gold stocks very much in demand. Newmont up 5.1, Barrick up 3%, other lithium stocks got a bit of a lift, Sigma up 4.9, and oil and gas stocks also better. We had Exxon up 1.4 and Shell up 0.6%. All right, looking at our market today, looks like Ansell is preparing a $400 million equity raise for a acquisition there. This follows some 1,300 job cuts earlier this year. And the details of the deal will be disclosed to shareholders imminently. So it'll be interesting to see what Amcor are buying, what Ansell are buying there. So we'll see as the day progresses. Also, in other corporate news, we do have a potential bid out from for APM, APM Human Services. That's certainly on the cards this morning. That coming from a private equity group. That group was the one that actually sold the business into the market not that long ago. So that's going to be interesting to see that one. $1.60 seems to be the price target there that they have in mind for that. That's APM Human Services. Also, there's set to be some changes to Qantas frequent flyer points. The frequent flyer program being announced this morning, called Classic Plus. So that'll be interesting for those people that use their points to pay for things. Fortescue's $116 million electrolyzer factory in Gladstone will open today. That paves the way for the mining company to produce green hydrogen. And we've also got Coles and Woolies in focus. There's an independent review has rejected the forced breakup of supermarket giants. I'm not surprised. Qantas has also announced a $448 million buyback, And it says a little more detail coming out from this Classic Plus program. It is an effort to achieve $1 billion in earnings from the loyalty division by 2030. The program will cost approximately $120 million in FY25, and it will add 20 million reward seats for frequent flyers. So there we go. We also have today Country Garden, the Chinese property developer, said it has engaged Linklaters as a principal legal advisor for its offshore debt restructuring. And in other news today, we have got some Q1 market updates coming out for Life 360. Metrics materially ahead of market expectations. We've also got GQG Partners. The CEO, Tim Carver, is going to be selling 40 million shares of common stock to the chairman at $2.20. So that's an interesting little conundrum for investors there. Silver Mines has noted Bowden Silver Project FID is expected in late 2024. Couldn't come at a better time given the upward pressure on silver prices at the moment. So that's good news there. Syrah Resources has issued a graphite sales and market update. March quarter natural graphite sales similar to December quarter. Sold and delivered the 10,000 tons break bulk shipment of natural graphite fines from the Balama Graphite in Mozambique. That's sold to Indonesia. CSL has noted the publication of the Aegis 2 trial data. Emerald Resources out this morning has reported March quarter gold production, 28,500 ounces. Guidance of 25 to 30,000 ounces. Red 5 has reported Q3 King of the Hill gold production, 50,000 ounces versus quarter ago, 53,000 ounces. Reaffirms FY24 production. And OBM, which was on a bit of a tear on Friday, reports resolution of court proceedings regarding the Riverina. WA1 Resources reported Q3 net cash used in operating activities. So we are getting a few of these quarterly reports coming through now from these mining stocks. Silver Lake reports preliminary March quarter sales results there. So that's out this morning as well. We've got AGY, Argosy Minerals, results of additional modelling at Rincon Lithium Project. And we have got Perseus with David Schumer to resign with effect from the 30th of September. He's the COO there. In the news today as well, we've got news that Macquarie could be running the ruler over Judo Capital, at least according to The Australian. Sources tell The Australian Macquarie has been weighing up a bid for Judo. Westpac could also be in the hunt there. They have been playing that game for a while. Westpac on again, off again. They did look at Tyro at one stage. Endeavour Group initiated neutral at Citi with a price target $5.94. We have got ARB initiated neutral at Evans and Partners, targeted 35.10 there. So that's in focus. And finally, only 10 days to go to the much anticipated Bitcoin halving. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. And as always, may the trading gods be with you. If you like what you've heard in this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au for a free 2-week trial. It's a great community. There's a Facebook discussion group, members exclusive podcast, as well, of course, with our newsletter with many money making ideas, education, model portfolios, etc. So some exciting stuff to discover if you haven't done it already. Have a great day, and we're back again this afternoon.